WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear.
What's up? Today is an exciting day for me. I'm really, you know, pumped up and excited. Whenever one of my friends in my head, you know, comes on the show, I get especially excited, you know. And that's how it is with Therese, you know. Monifa was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and I said it then that every time I see Monifa, I see Therese with her, you know. And I forget that I'm supposed to be there to do media, whether it's with my camera or pull out the mic and start asking questions. I'm so busy, you know, I see them. I'm like, oh, those, you know, my cool peeps right there. And I'm just all about what's up and forget what I'm even supposed to be doing. So I'm sure that you all are in for a great show today, because as soon as I start speaking to either Monifa or Therese, I'm feeling like we just chilling, you know, and that's what this show is all about anyway, you know, just chilling in the basement, brunch in the basement, chilling with our special guest, and you're a special guest too. Speaking of guests, I want to just give a shout out to Karen Wheeler of Soul to Soul, who sang for me and my beautiful partner at our 10th anniversary party, and Karen gave us like a mini concert, and we were so excited and happy, and our guests were excited and happy, and I just want to say thank you again, Miss Wheeler, for that. And I'm gonna start it off by playing Back to Life by Karen Wheeler. We love you, baby. Both Cheryl and I love you to pieces.
Back to life, back to reality, back to life, back to reality.
So there's a couple of things that we do on this show each and every week. And one thing is that we want to make sure that everyone is educated about what's going on in our community and in our world. And with that, I give you What's Going On with Nathan James. And now, What's Going On with Nathan James.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Nathan James, and here's what's going on. The grand doyen of American stand-up comedy, Joan Rivers, remains in a medically induced coma at New York City's Mount Sinai Hospital after suffering full cardiac and respiratory arrest during minor throat surgery at an outpatient clinic on East 93rd Street in Manhattan. The fire department and family sources confirmed that Ms. Rivers, who at 81 continues to star in Fashion Police and do stand-up comedy around the country, was brought to the hospital after seeking treatment for an undisclosed throat ailment. During her decades-long career, she has brought laughter to generations of audiences and even been an outspoken supporter of the LGBT community. During a book signing at a Barnes & Noble in Manhattan last month, she married Jed Bryan and Joiello of Queens, a gay couple who asked her to perform the nuptials, and she did it on the spot. She has also been a very public supporter of gay marriage. Hospital spokesman Sid Dinsay said that Ms. Rivers would be brought out of the coma over the weekend to assess her condition and to determine whether or not she suffered lasting effects from being without oxygen for an extended period of time. Her daughter, Melissa, is at the hospital with several other family members watching vigil from her Upper East Side apartment. And one family source said that they are scared. This does not look good. Joan Rivers had been fighting other health issues and been very public about them over recent months, including an x-ray that found a spot on her throat. However, it is unclear if this is the condition for which she is currently being treated. The New York State Department of Labor has announced there will be a job fair for LGBT youth aged 16 to 24 next month at the LGBT Center in Greenwich Village. Governor Cuomo's office said that it was part of his initiative to address the high unemployment statistics that are prevalent amongst gay and lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people in that age group. The Special Assistant for Community Affairs, Eric Botcher, said that ready-to-hire corporate employers from all over the tri-state area will be at the forum, which begins at 11 o'clock in the morning on September 25th. At the LGBT Center at 208 West 13th Street in Manhattan. Botcher said that lunch will be served and people can learn how other LGBT youth just like them got hired. In addition to potential employers, there will be workshops and seminars on how to become employed, a raffle, and other professionals will also be on hand to illustrate how young LGBT people can obtain employment and improve the quality of their lives. The governor said that other roadblocks to employment faced by LGBT youth include a lack of educational support or poor access to employers in general, and that his office would do everything it can to promote equality in the workplace and remedy that situation. Another man in New York City who was in police custody subsequently died is the subject of investigation by the New York City Medical Examiner's Office, who ruled his death was a homicide. Ronald Singleton, a 45-year-old man, died of physical restraint by police, the medical examiner says, when he was removed from a taxi cab in front of St. Patrick's Cathedral. The driver of the cab had flagged an officer on foot patrol at that location on July 13th and said the passenger was acting irrational. When the passenger got out of the taxi, he allegedly was fighting with the police officer who called for backup. Emergency service unit cops placed him in a body wrap, and then he was transported to Bellevue Hospital as an emotionally disturbed person when he suddenly went into cardiac arrest. The ambulance was rerouted to Roosevelt Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Singleton, who was never technically under arrest and was only considered an emotionally disturbed person, had been taken into custody at the scene. The district attorney is currently investigating it along with the NYPD's Internal Affairs Bureau. I'm Nathan James, and that's what's going on.
Oh.
And that was our big time Chaka Khan moment. You know I'm a shockaholic, and every single week there's going to be a Chaka Khan moment. And that's just how it is. That's just what's up in the basement, you know, in the basement when you're chilling with Javon. My name is Javon Armstrong, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon on WJBR Internet Radio. And right now we're going to have our resident sex and sensuality coach, Mika Ray, with the G-Spot. Hey, Mika.
Hey, Javon. How are you?
I'm groovy, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. What you got for us today?
It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you,
Oh, you're welcome. I wanted to talk about what we're talking about on Monday's show. So, of course, you know, we have Monday night show at 10 p.m. every Monday night. G-Spot's Mika Ray, and we will talk about dating. And when someone asked me a question after the first show we had, who should pay for the date? And in this case, she was talking about a feminine woman, a dominant woman in a relationship. And so she stated, so this lady asked her out on the date, and then when they went to the restaurant, the lady became upset because she expected the dominant partner to pay for the date. But the dominant partner was looking like, well, you asked me out on this date, so I expected you to pay. So long story short, they ended up splitting the bill. So I wanted to bring this up because she wanted us to talk about it on the show, so that's what we're going to talk about on Monday night. But my general rule of thumb is if I ask you out on a date, I expect to pay for the date, even though I'm the feminine partner. And I say that because it's just common courtesy. I'm asking you out somewhere, I don't know what your budget is. You know, if I'm just asking you out on a date, we're not in a relationship. I don't know what your budget is. I don't know what type of money you have. And if you say yes, I'm assuming you're saying yes because you are expecting me to pay for it because I asked you. I don't care if you're the dominant one. That's just me. So we'll talk about that on Monday night. But what are your thoughts?
Well, I have two thoughts about that. Number one, if you ask me out on a date, then yes, I'm assuming that you're going to pay for it. If I you put your pocketbook away, I got this,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
my other thought about this is what part of the country are we living in where the femmes are asking, studs out on a date? 'Cause I'm just curious, not that, you know, I want to be asked out on a date. I'm very well taken care of in that area, but I'm just saying, you know.
Well, women,
I guess it happens, but maybe, you know what, it probably happens in Therese's world because, I mean, my God, even the straight women that I know are like, oh, my God, her eyes. I mean, everybody, maybe Therese knows something about that, and when she comes on, we can ask her, but... I'm just,
but Javon, women are, you know, now we're just different now. We're more independent. We're working more. We're doing things more. And even when it comes to heterosexual relationships, sometimes the women are the breadwinners, and they're more independent. So in this day and age, women are asking men out. They're asking,
studs.
I guess we'll call them, yes, studs. They're asking. people out on dates.
Why don't you do a show on that? What y'all want to be called? How about that?
You know? Yes, what do y'all want to be called? Because Lord have mercy. Liz,
call me Javon. I don't know. I don't want to upset nobody.
They get upset at me if I say,
how about do a show on that?
I don't even know what to say anymore. I will do a show on that. That will be a show one day. I'm writing this down right now because I don't know anymore. I honestly don't. But we're going to really delve into this topic because I have so much to say about it. I have my little list of rules that when you are asked out on a date, I think the woman should always, even, you know, the feminine partner, she should always have enough money to cover her bills. She should never, just in case, because you don't want to assume unless you have talked to the person that they're paying or they have enough money. And then you just never know what may happen. At least you could pay for yourself and get out.
Exactly.
Yes. And never order what you cannot afford on the menu.
And don't take someone to a place that has expensive things that you can't afford on the menu.
Right. If you can't afford it, do not take them there. Don't try to impress anyone because you still have bills to pay after this date. So
exactly.
I have so many things to say, and I cannot wait to talk about it on Monday night.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to it. Mika Ray has a show right here on WJBR. It's called The G-Spot with Mika Ray, and you never know what Mika's going to talk about. I swear, sometimes, woohoo! But seems like it might be a gentle conversation. This coming Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the third Monday, right, is you and Renair. With
it's
Intimate
the second
Realness.
Monday.
The second Monday, I'm
the
sorry.
Second
Monday of the month, 10 p.m. with Renair, Intimate Realness. So you ought to check that show out as well. Mika, you going to hold on and say hi to Therese?
I am. I'm staying on today. I want to talk to Therese.
You do? All right, well, hold on. You and just about every other woman in America wants to say hi to Therese, man. I love Therese. I think Therese is mad cool. But I'm starting to feel a little jealous, man. I don't know. I don't know. But then at the same time, I'm feeling kind of happy about the whole thing. But you know what? Let's see how y'all feel after y'all listen to this, this playlist that Therese hooked us up with today. Therese picked all the songs that's going to be played from this point on in the show. So, and I'm just saying, I personally love the songs. Actually, there may be two songs that I'm choosing, but it's just to mess with Therese a little bit. But I'm just saying, you know, the one thing I could say about Therese after listening to this playlist is that she's mad romantically old school. That's what I'm going to say about that. So right after this song, which is a song that I picked, this is not a song that's on Therese's list, we're going to put Therese on the line. Okay, so just hold on, Mika, okay?
I'm here.
All right, baby.
All righty.
So in the same vein of what we were just talking about with the studs and the aggressors and butch and this and that, I mean, I don't even know what people want to be called today. So because of that, just call me Javon. And I'm going to play this song by Basement alumni Avery Sunshine, Call My Name.
Bring something up. Don't mean to be confrontational. But lately we haven't made time to be conversational. Don't hear sweet nothings, no. guess life has gotten in the way. Yeah. How in the world could this happen to her? We used to have so much to say. Tell me, baby,
when was the last time you heard me call you sweet darling? The last time I heard you say, hey baby, hey,
been such a long
time, such a long time since you heard me call you sweet darling.
I don't know.
And I just can't remember the last time you called my name.
I don't want these days to turn to years, baby. So I decided not to live this way. So I'm asking you through my tears. Tell me, baby.
When was the last time you heard me call you sweet darling?
Yes, I love that song. And you know what, I just before we go forward, I just want to put it out there that I am looking for a young intern who loves the internet, someone who loves tweeting, texting, Facebooking, someone who just loves putting stuff on the internet. I can't, you know, I'm too old for this, man. I'm too old. I'm still groovy. I'm still cool. But I'm too old to be, like, trying to do five things at one time. So if you're interested in hooking up with WJBR and doing our internet social media stuff, Instagram, all of that, just, you know, hit me up on Facebook, or you can direct message me on Twitter that you are interested in doing the social media for WJBR. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, I promise you. And speaking of fun and fun times, it is now time to bring on our special guest co-host. Her name is Therese Michelle Carter Thorpe, I believe. She is recently married to the one and only Monifa. She is now currently a reality TV star who did a phenomenal thing for us in the LGBT community by getting married on national television and normalizing for our Black community our lesbian love. Because you can't help but love this couple. Therese is also an advocate for HIV AIDS work. She's an advocate for human rights and children. How could you not love her? And now that I've been posting her picture all over the place, even the heterosexual women are like, oh, my God, Javon, her eyes. I'm like, oh, brother, I got eyes, too. I can see. Shoo. But in the meanwhile, you know, let me stop hating on her because I really love on her. I love her. Yo, everybody, give it up for Therese.
Thank you.
Yo, how you doing? How you doing? And welcome to the show.
I'm well. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm well. How are you? That's some intro, lady. That's some intro.
Yeah, well, you know, Therese, you know what? I really don't even know if I should tell the people this story or not.
Uh-oh.
I know, right? I don't know. But, yo, okay, so I'm going to tell it, and I'm going to tell it because of the way you handled it. So this is what happened. We were outside of this club called The Groove one summery evening in New York City, down in the Village. And I was just, you know, videotaping people saying, hi, my name is X, Y, and Z, and I'm in the basement with Javon. So I was taping Therese. And if you look at that little video clip that I did, that I put up of you, the little montage, that was that night. So I'm videotaping Therese, and some random woman, and this is before R&B Divas, so it wasn't like she was a superstar on reality TV. She was just super Therese out there, just standing out there. And some random woman just walked up on Therese and said, wherever you're going, I'm going too. And Therese looked at me like, what the hell? I mean, you know, you handled it nicely and the lady went away, you know, but I was like, damn, people don't walk up on me like that. Not that I really need them to, Cheryl, but I'm just saying.
Shout out to Cheryl.
Yeah, shout out, baby. Hi. So I'm saying, now that you're on television, you know, people, you must get it like crazy, like people coming at you.
You know, it's interesting. It's been quite an interesting ride. Sometimes Mo and I have this ongoing argument about it that's hilarious, if you ask me. But she seems to think that she moves around quicker without me, which is her delusional thinking. But it's, you know, it's actually most, for the most part, been all love. We do have, you know, an occasional Rambo situation. Like I had one a couple of weeks ago that was pretty scary, and I had to actually, you know, I normally don't post videos that are alarming, but I had to in this case because the ladies were really, really out of order. So, you know, in Brooklyn, broad daylight, you know, it's just, it wasn't a good look. So I had to, you know, just tell them to be safe in their travels, but it just wasn't cool what they were doing, you know. All for the sake of attention, but, you know, it happens, you know. Appreciate the love and support, absolutely, but, you know, sometimes the mania can be a little much.
Yeah, man. Wow.
A little much.
But, you know, the blessing here is that both you and Mo have your heads on, you know what I'm saying? You have your heads on straight, you understand what it is, and you see your bird's eye view is one another. And that's just the way that has to happen.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, and people have to remember we're human, too. So at any given moment, you can have a very human response to something that, you know, if I'm scared, I'm going to say, hell, I'm scared. What the hell are you doing, you know? That's going to be a very, very human response to stuff. But for the most part, it's been, you know, a wonderful amount of love and support. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because, you know, y'all have done some phenomenal things. We're going to talk about all of that. But before we do, I want to talk about the stalker thing for a second. And the fact that I've been stalking you and Mo's Facebook pages for pictures and video and so forth like that so that I could, you know, put it out there. And one thing that I saw was you singing this song. And Mo said,
singing?
You know, oh, that, yeah, you singing. And, you know, you singing along with a song. And Mo, you know, captioned that this is one of the reasons why she loves you. But the words to this song, now I love this song, but it's only in my maturity that I think that this is the stalker song. And since you were singing it, I'm going to assume that you love this song too. But if you listen to the lyrics, if you really listen to the lyrics, it sounds sweet. I say a little prayer for you, but uh-huh. when you're doing your makeup, you're getting on the bus, you have coffee, I'm praying for you. I mean,
yeah.
Isn't that a little stalkerish? Let's play that.
A little bit. But
let's play that song.
Before you do, let me just share with you, that clip was not supposed to be posted. See, Mo has these, she's sentimental spice. So I sent that to her, you know, in the course of the day, and next thing I know, it went viral. You know, she must have been so that really probably wasn't something that was supposed to be. Actually, wasn't something that was supposed to be seen. But
you know,
yeah, I happen to agree with you on that. Yeah, definitely.
Isn't that a little stalker? And I was going to post it again, but something told me that was supposed to be private. But, you know, so I respected that, but I had to talk about it. And I had to play the song. And again, it's not on your list, but we got to go with that. So,
by the legendary Dionne Warwick.
Yes.
Dionne Warwick and Aretha Franklin actually did.
Yes, yes. This one I'm going to play is by Aretha. And then we're going to, because we got callers. You got all the women are all lined up. I know it's all women. I can tell by their phone numbers. They're all women. Just hold on, baby.
Okay.
Aretha Franklin, I say a little prayer for you.
My hair now, and wondering what dress
Yeah, that was Aretha Franklin, and you cannot tell me that that song is not stalker-ish. We're sitting here talking with Therese Michelle Carter Thorpe. Now, that's how your name is now, right?
That is correct.
So
that is correct.
We were talking earlier before you came on about, I guess, what we're calling the more, the less feminine women in a lesbian couple. I just don't know. Do you have any thoughts on that, Therese?
Actually, I stay safe with it. I ask the person what they prefer to be called. If it even comes up, you know, like sometimes, you know, they don't. Sometimes I can just say whatever's on my mind, and if they don't object to it or they don't, excuse me, interrupt it, then it's cool. But I stay safe with it because I agree with what you guys were saying that, you know, it really is up to the individual, and sometimes you just don't know. So when in doubt, ask. But
yeah.
I did like the question. I like the question, though, about, you know, when you – on an invitation, who should be paying?
Oh, okay, okay.
I would have to agree with you, J-Bot, on that one. If the depends on who invited who, you know, it'd be safe to say. I think it would be kind of whack to invite someone out and then say, oh, by the way, here's the check.
I know. But also, I think you're also of the mindset that, let's just say, you know, if you were invited out on a date, let's just say you weren't married, okay? Let's go back a couple of years, right? And some pretty young lady, you know, invited you out on a date, and you know, you was feeling her. And so you went out, and when she reaches into her pocketbook to pay, do you say, you know what, I got this if the date went well? Do you say, you know, look, let me, I'll take care of that. Don't worry about it. And she's like, no. And you say, no, I got you. What do you think about that?
That happens too. Yeah, I would have to agree. Now, if the date went well and we were having a good time, and you know, but how do you know if a date's not going well? Are you going to cancel it in the middle, or are you going to, like, ride it out and then say, no, you know what, based on what I feel, she should be paying? How do you do that?
Well, based on what I feel and the fact that she invited me. You know, now, if I've invited you, whether I liked you at the end of the date or not, I got to pay. That's the chance I'm taking. But if you invite me, And you spitting food all over the place, and I'm like grossed out, and you talking mad ghetto trash. No, you paying for the date.
Oh yeah, and a lot
and I'm
more.
Walking you to the curb, and might kick you to. I don't know. Nah, I wouldn't kick you to the curb, but you know, I'm always gonna be nice. But you know, good night.
Exactly. Yeah. Good night.
let's take a caller. Let's take a caller. 0141. What's your name and where you calling from? Caller 0141. What's your name and where you calling from? Your first three digits are 718. We hear you. Going once. Too shy to talk to Therese. Going twice. All right, you're out of here. No, I'm just kidding. But I'll try you later if you're still holding on.
Hey.
Oh, hello? Hello?
Hey, it's Cass. How you doing?
Cass?
Yeah, Cass. Brooklyn, New York in the house.
Oh,
hey, J-Bot. Hey, Therese.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, just so honored to witness you and your lovely wife being honored at New York City Black Pride Heritage Awards last week.
Thank you. Thank you. It was an honor to be there. That was an amazing.
Yes, and you know, we love you, J-Bot, for having this voice for our community. But it's just wonderful recognizing women of African descent doing positive things, since there's so much negative and challenging things for people of African descent going on. So just want to shout out for sisters in the community. And Therese, we just need you and Mo to come out and talk to women of African descent, and I just want to open an invitation to our org, Circle of Voices, Inc., which was a community partner of New York Black Pride, and we support J-Bot and her work, And we just need to see you guys and come talk to us about being family. There's so many sisters in the same gender loving community that don't understand that you don't have to get married, but we have to recognize our families. We're getting older. We got babies and grandchildren all around us, and we're not loving each other. So I invite you to open up a conversation with us at Circle of Voices, Inc., to show the love that you and Monifa show us on television all the time.
Amen. Okay. You know what? Why don't you send an invitation to monifamedia@gmail.com?
Got it.
And they will fill that out, okay?
Yes. And Javon,
and thank you.
Just thank you for finding these wonderful people and voices and bringing them to us, because we need this. We need the love. And Cheryl, too, with all that beautiful yoga that she's trying to get us to do to keep
yes,
us healthy
yes.
and strong.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Nice. Thank you so much.
And thank
much
you
for
all that you do. You know, I've been checking you out. I see all your posts, Circle of Voices, and always doing positive things, bringing laughter to the community, and always, you know, working hard to bring something positive. So it's very important work that you do as well.
Yeah, yes. So we wish you guys the best of luck and much love, and we'll just look for you some more to talk to us and keep up the great work in TV and keeping a statement open for same-gender-loving women of color.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, sis. Thank you.
You're welcome. So to the next caller, Devon, keep it up. We love you. Happy holiday, too.
Love
Happy
you back.
Happy holidays. Yes.
Happy holidays, yeah.
All right. Peace.
Peace. So, Therese, let's talk
yes.
about fame a little bit. What's that been like, you know, now that you can't walk down the street, I'm sure, without people noticing you?
Well, you know, it gets interesting sometimes, but I can still, you know, I'm a New Yorker. I'm a diehard New Yorker, so I refuse to not be able to ever walk down the streets. These are my people, you know, and it's just what it is. I love that. The fame part of it, you know, it's interesting because I kind of separate a lot because, you know, I'm clearly not a singer, you know, and personality, maybe, you know, if for lack of a better word, that's still an argument in the household, you know, people still struggle because I just seem a grassroots kind of person and, you know, and I prefer to be amongst the people because that's where I thrive. So, yeah, the same piece. No, that depends on who's looking at it, you know.
Yeah, I hear that. And speaking of fame, you know, I'm like a theme person. Let's go with one of your musical picks. David Bowie with Fame.
That's right. Exactly.
So you got a story for this song here? Like why you picked this song?
This song here just takes me back to an era where like the dance area, probably New York was different, and this was like a theme song, getting dressed, you know, going out, because it was like, it was a classic thing that I would do on a weekend. Like I would hit Better Days and I would hit the garage. And then, you know, that was like getting dressed. My friends and I, that would be one of the songs that we'd be blaring, disrespectful levels, and just, you know, just getting dressed and having, so that's kind of like the setup song to the night, you know?
Dang, why you had to bring up Better Days, man? Oh, my God.
Yo.
That was my joint right there.
What? Oh, my
God.
There was,
has never been another club like that.
No, not at all, I have to say. You know, not at that level, not at all. For it to be like 49th between, what is it, 8th and 9th?
Like 8th or something.
Oh, my God.
Look.
Yeah, 8th and 9th.
Yo, the things that I remember from Better Days, I can't even talk about on the radio, except the bass. You could be standing
what?
Against the wall or something, and you'd be, like, mad, but your body's still dancing because of the bass.
Okay. The music was so well blended in that camp. It just you wouldn't walk out. You know how sometimes you go to these venues and then your ears are bleeding afterwards?
Yes.
Like the pain of it. That was, for it to be as small as it was, the music was so well blended there that you did not get that. Bruce Forrest, shout out to Bruce Forrest, David Morales, they killed it in there. On a nightly basis, they killed it. It's a Brazilian restaurant now.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Wednesday nights was ladies' nights. Oh, God, I remember that. All right, let's go with Fame, because I'm all the way back in 19. Fame, David Bowie. That was Fame by David Bowie, one of the Therese picks. Love that song, too. We're going to take a call from Mika Ray, our community and sexuality coach. She wanted to say hello to you, Therese. So, hey, Mika, you on?
I am on. I was just clearing my throat. Hi, Therese.
Hey, Mika. How are you, sweetie?
I'm well. Thank you. How are you? Are you enjoying the show?
I am. I am. You have this, like, this pause in your speech pattern.
I have a what now?
Oh, a slight pause.
Oh, a pause.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pause. Is that the line, or is that what you're giving?
No, that's
is that
that's
what you're giving
Mika.
Us?
That's Mika.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
Mika's from the South, and she is a Southern Belle. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She's a complete
it.
Southern
well,
Belle.
This is my signature talk, I guess. I don't know.
Oh. Okay. What part of the South?
I'm from Georgia.
Okay. Okay. Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm from around that part as well.
You're from
yeah,
around
I didn't know
this
that.
Part?
Yeah, Tennessee actually is where my family is from. But I'm a New Yorker, but I call actually Tennessee and New York my home.
Cool.
Oh wow. I would have never guessed.
No?
No.
Mika, you got a question for Therese?
I really do not have a question. I just am grateful that you're joining the show, and I watched R&B Divas, and at first, of course, I did not know Monifa was a part of the LGBT community. I must be very behind the times, but I love to see your love on there. I thought it was great, and of course, I do relationship coaching and counseling for the LGBT community, and we have to see these healthy relationship patterns out there and healthy, loving relationships because we already, you know, we do not have an example, I guess you would say, most or less, because we are in the minority. And, of course, most couples are heterosexual. That's what we see out there. And but to see a couple, a female couple that is successful and that has a great, healthy loving pattern. I'm just excited that it's there and that people get a chance to witness that healthy love exists in the LGBT community. So,
oh, thank
I
you.
Appreciate
I appreciate
it.
You saying. Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. I also appreciate what you're doing because that's very important, too, to be able to provide outlets in therapeutic settings. Absolutely.
Definitely. Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
Because, Bob, you know I get all shy, so.
Yeah, I'm starting to hear and feel your shy coming on. So I think, you know, after a while you just get to know people. I think what I'm going to do, because since we're talking about relationships and, you know, the importance of sex and sensuality and commitment and so forth and so on, blah, blah, blah. No, let me stop. I'm just kidding. I know. I feel really silly right now. But on the real,
it's
the
a
strength,
good thing.
The strength of the Black community is commitment. And I think this song talks about commitment, the whispers. Let's go all the way.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, let's do that, right? Here we go, another Therese song. All the way.
Thank you.
So everybody, right now you're having brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese Michelle.
Yeah, yeah.
On WJBR Internet Radio. And Therese, I had put it out there on Facebook for, you know, so what would you like to ask Therese? What do you really want to know? And Corey Grooms said, I would like to know from Therese, what is it that moves your soul? When did you discover your calling, and what advice can you give for those that follow your path to keep them from falling or falling?
Ooh, that's a great question from someone who has some insight on me as an individual. That is my that's my cousin, actually. He's my cousin by marriage. Most cousin, yeah, Corey. And he's a brilliant mind and a beautiful spirit. I think that was is that a three-part question?
Well,
what was the first part?
What is it that moves your soul? Yeah, we could start with that. What is it that moves your soul?
Well, many things move my soul. But to keep it current and in this moment as we speak, I would have to say things of beauty, things that are thought-provoking. Children will always move my soul.
Mm-hmm.
And can I give a shout-out to someone that I know is listening that is probably trying to get through on your line? Shout-out to Sharon. I know she's listening in the background. She probably would give you a call, too. Speaking of children, because she has a daughter, Stacy, Stacy Monique, that I was blessed into helping to assist her way in the world at one point in her life. And, you know, when I think of children, my first inspiration was her. So shout out to Stacy and Sharon. They will always, you know, be two people I love immensely. But, you know, just things that are dear to my heart. Family moves my spirit. What's going on in the world right now moves my spirit in ways that, you know, I'm just wanting to, I don't know, some days I have rage, some days I have, you know, I want to educate, other days I want to learn. You know, you have mixed emotions about what's in the air today, you know. Other days my spirit cries for peace and love, you know. So there are a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah, get that. When did you discover your calling, and what advice can you give for those that follow your path, them from falling?
My calling, okay. I remember in my life it was a transition, because initially I started off and show business was my thing. I'm a thespian, although I will always be a thespian, always have roots in the theater and have a gateway in the theater. There was a point in my life where I did some volunteer work, and I'm going to leave the agency name out of it, but I can honestly say that changed my life. I started off as a volunteer, and I went over and I started to listen to these children and their stories, and it was a runaway homeless facility here in New York, and I have to say it was probably one of the most life-transforming experiences that I had, and actually getting to know the kids, some of their plight. And from there, I'm going to paraphrase it, but from there I kind of started working with in specialized areas where I saw a lot of kids that were growing up in the LGBT community on the streets because of being either rejected by their homes or just trying to survive. A lot of the transgender community that were having to resort to hustle on the block because they weren't being hired. Just that spoke to my spirit. That is where I think I was transformed as an individual. We worked hard to get policies changed, with this particular agency, we worked hard to be able to bring them in and have them sheltered and safe. It was a huge thing with safety and, you know, being who you were in your skin wasn't very popular to do. So the peers, I'm taking you back to maybe New York, circa 80-something, and the peers were littered with folks sleeping and either hanging out or breaking day, as we called it.
Mm-hmm.
Washington Square Park, the
runway.
Yeah, you know, I remember when Jeannie was filming Paris is Burning down in, and I was in school then, so I remember most of the kids now. And I actually had an opportunity. I ran into Freddie, actually, from Paris is Burning, and quite a few others at the Schomburg the other night.
So let me ask you real quick, what school did you go to?
College?
Yeah.
New York University.
You know what, Therese? This is crazy. I'm sorry. I gotta break right now because you and I were floating all in the same circle. I was definitely going to Better Days. That was my little spot. I was definitely okay. Sitting right there. You probably remember there was a strip that we used to call, basically we claimed it as our strip where the children would hang out. I went to NYU back then. I actually flunked out of NYU back then for obvious reasons because I was, you know what, and I was so naive back then. I would hang out and sleep in that park on the bench with my friends.
Wow.
But guess what? I had a home. I didn't know until years later that they were homeless.
Right. Now, the strip you're talking about was the strip in Washington Square Park, right?
Yes.
AKA
that little road.
The runway. Yes.
We had to have been there at the same time, because the things
I'm
you're talking
sure.
about and the era and the feel that you're giving me right now, I don't know how we didn't know each other.
Okay. Hey, here's one for you. Do you remember the Duchess?
Hell yeah. Oh, excuse me, y'all. Yes, I remember. Yeah, I remember the Duchess, Garbo's.
Yeah, Garbo's. Yep.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
I'm sure our worlds intersected. Absolutely. Sounds like
they
did.
Yeah, that's just crazy. And, you know, like I told you on the sidebar, you and I are passionate about a lot of the same things. So let's take the last part of your cousin's question. Can you give for those that follow your path to keep them from falling?
Okay. My path, I guess, is subject to interpretation by me at the moment. So
yes.
What I consider my path to be is for anyone that is having an interesting time being in their skin, I want to say that my wife and I represent being, now I hear this expression used, tossed around daily, keeping it real. Sometimes I don't particularly like that because it sounds like a cliffhanger to me. So what I would like to say if I left this earth tomorrow would be that I inspired someone to stand up. I inspired someone to speak out. I inspired someone to live their best life in their skin. Someone falling, I want to encourage them to look for external support. As we know, a lot of times our support systems don't come within our own family. They are extended family, families that we create, hence the ballroom scene. You know, a lot of those families were created, houses were created under the same vein. So, you know, I would say that if you find yourself struggling, there are people out there that there are people that will embrace you. There are people to talk to in your community. I would say in New York, you know, you find those holes because they do exist. In New York, there's the Gay and Lesbian Center. You can go down and get information. If you are in a situation where you are being hurt, there's the Gay and Lesbian Anti-Violence Project. If you are transgender, there's tremendous support for the transgender community, although they do not have the appropriate voice. I have to say that they need to be recognized more so than they are. So I would say if you are falling, reach out. There is ample opportunity to get involved, be proactive, and make it known that you need the support systems. I remember I was blessed in being a part of a changing policy at one of the biggest nonprofit organizations here in the city. Actually, I would say the nation. And just getting them to recognize, no, you don't have to change your clothes to conform to come in for housing. Housing should be your basic right, but we'll deal with that later. Separate from that, you shouldn't have to take off your wig or or change mm-hmm. who you are to come in for a basic need met. So those are things that we fought very hard for to change. So that if you are in a space and you need assistance, please reach out for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to take a caller right now, Mo. You hear me, Mo? Look, you know, people come to show all the time. I'm sorry. I apologize. Therese?
I get that all the time. You know, it's funny. I get some, when people don't remember my name, they say Mo's wife, or they'll say Miss Mo. I get that a lot. Yeah, it's all good. It's all love. I know who you mean. It's all love.
I know who you are, man. I know who you are. You cool as Therese, you know. But we're gonna take a call, and we're gonna take a couple of calls because people have been holding on for a while, and then we're gonna go back to the music.
Cool.
3307 are the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hi, this is Loretta from Connecticut.
Hey, Loretta.
Hey, I recognize that voice. Hey, Loretta.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
You know, I just had to call and say hey. I've been listening to your interview. Just want to give you a little radio airway love. So, you know, I had to call and say hey to you.
I so appreciate that. I so appreciate it. Loretta has to be one of the most amazing spirits I've met. But, you know, the social media thing, you know, Javon, I was listening to you earlier, you know, you need somebody to come in and help you with it. Well, I actually am a huge fan of it because I just think it's a great interactive way of reaching out and, you know, keeping people connected. And Loretta, a.k.a. Coach Queen, I think we met initially on Twitter.
Yes, we did.
She ended up coming out to one of Mo's shows and showing a lot of love and support and hanging out with us. And she's just an amazing spirit. Like, she gets up and gets it going. So shout out to you.
Thanks so much. You know, I just feed off of good energy. Good energy knows good energy.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, sis. I appreciate that.
And, you know, I just want to say that you and Mo continue to inspire me daily. I don't even look at you as a gay couple. You guys are just a great couple, point blank, period.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. It's all love. It's all love. Big hugs.
Big hugs.
Thank you so much for calling in, Loretta. I love that energy, too.
Take it easy.
All right, sweetheart.
All right. I'll tweet you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Wow, she does have great. You can feel that. I don't know. I'm in the feeling spirit thing today. What's up?
Yeah,
let's take another call.
That's what it is.
6099 or last four digits of your number. What's your name and where you calling from?
This is the missus calling.
Is this the missus? Oh no.
This would be
Mrs.
Carter Thorpe.
Oh, Mrs. Carter Thorpe. Hello, Monifa.
Hi. Hello. Who just said hi to me?
Javon.
That was you, Javon, and said hello, Monifa, like that?
Yes, the almighty short
that
one.
That was very, 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 you know, C word. I can't say it on air. I wouldn't do that.
I know what you were going to say, but you know what? I'm going to give you hand claps anyway. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Honey, what is going on over there? You guys are doing the most. Kay, you guys are doing the most over there.
We're having
fun. My baby. Yeah, you are having a blast. It is actually very good listening to you, darling, and hearing you from another perspective with the people. And I have to shout out my cousin Corey. Great question. I love you. And shout out to Sharon and Stacey too. Love you guys too. But Javon, how you doing? You good?
I'm I am so good, man. I'm having such a good time with your wife right here. I'm telling you.
I know. And I wanted to tell, real quick. Okay. Is Mika still on?
Yes, Mika is on. Let me bring her on the air. Hold on, okay?
Okay, girl, yes, because I got jokes. Okay.
Mika Ray, you there?
I am here.
I'm here. Hi, darling. See, she picks it up a little bit. She picked it up a little bit for me. She
set
up her speech a little bit for me.
Hi, Therese.
Yes, it was. I was like, what? Oh, I said, ooh, AK Breathy, AK Lil. Okay, Lil. She got that Lil for her speech. Okay, girl. I was like, honey, if y'all was an FCC show, it would be off the air before Mika got thought out. I was like, hey, sweetheart. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your love support. I heard your comment, and I just wanted to say thank you. And that is very important to us, and the whole entire reason that we decided to share such a private and beautiful and special moment in our lives was because we knew that it was bigger than us, and it wasn't just about us. And we knew that we had to share that.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I'm sorry.
I'm just a rabbit.
Oh, snap. This is so funny. You know what? Actually, I think I'm going to get your number from Javon. I think I might have some things that you might be able to help me with. So, you know, you see, I'm always here with it. I'm always right here with it. Like, yeah. You know, I'm real, like, you know, fast and loud. No, I can't break it down, but you know, I might be able to use your services.
Well, I would love to.
Yeah. Like, well, I would love to. I love it. See, I could do that. Yes.
It's just nice and breathy.
Nice and what?
Nice breathy. And breathy.
Yes. Breathy. You know, we definitely can do breathy.
Yes.
Yes.
Nice and breathy. Like, you saved my eye, breathy.
I saved your eye.
You saved my eye, breathy.
You did. That was great.
I'm an actress. I definitely could do that. Oh, it was hilarious. I just wanted to say hi, guys. And I'm just again, proud of you, Javon, for having this platform as well. You know, thank you.
No, thank you, guys. You know, and you know what I forgot to mention to you, and actually – to when you were on last time, and to you too, Therese, this is your radio show. This is your radio station. Whenever y'all want to come on, if you have something that, you know, that you're passionate about, I know, Therese, mm-hmm. you're always into, you know, the ills that are going on in our society. You too, Mo, you know, what's mm-hmm. happening to the black men right now and the black mm-hmm. women in our community. You know, y'all want to come on and say your piece, or you want to give me a little public service announcement, or you having a concert, or whatever. You know, you want to talk about
Thank you
going
very
on.
Much.
This is your
thank
show.
You.
This is your
thank
show.
You.
If you want to come thank on, you. Y'all want to say, yo, Javon, you know what? We want this Saturday to be just something special we want to do. Then y'all could come on and host the damn show. You know.
Okay, y'all heard it. All right, so we will be scheduling that. No, I'm playing.
Yeah, let's do it. Matter of fact, let's do the Monifa and Therese. We could do whatever y'all want to do. This is our world. That's how it
you
is.
You know,
right
it's again. So funny, Javon, because, you know, I've noticed that, you know, with everything that's going on in the world right now, you know, and how many, there's so much information and so many things coming to light. Even being dredged up from things that I heard 10 years ago are making sense to me now. And it's so funny. We sit in our living room, you know, we talk, like Therese and I talk all the time. Like, we talk like we just met each other every day. And that's such a blessing to me. I don't even know how to convey what a blessing that is to be married to somebody that still is able to provoke thought and, you know, it's like talking to somebody new every day. We talk every day about what's going on in the world, our feelings about it. And we were talking the other day, and I was, you know, I was expressing just, we were talking about how fed up and how how helpless, in a sense. You know, for me, it's sometimes a sense of helplessness about what's going on now, but that we still got to push through it and do our part. And even how, you know, for me, I was, you know, sharing with Therese how I felt like I'm not doing enough. Like, I'm trying to sit still and figure out what I need. Like, where am I going to be beneficial? Where would it make sense, you know, for what I have, what I'm gifted with, or whatever, to make sense in the grand scheme of things? And because I'm feeling a sense of helplessness. And, you know, just sitting there, we're in tears, like we're just, you know, like letting it go. Because I just want to say this to everybody that's listening. We are affected. I said this the last time I was on the show. You have to understand we are living in a very stress-filled time. There's a lot of trauma around us, and you think it's not affecting you, but it does. Just because it's happening across the other side of the world, as a compassionate, empathetic human being, things affect you. News, all kinds of things affect you, and you need to find releases for it, or else we're going to perpetuate the violence to each other, to ourselves. Just, I just want people to realize you have to have an outlet. You have to have an outlet,
yes,
whatever that is for you. Just please find it and have it, because a lot of the stuff that we're seeing is pain and anger and frustration, a lot of this stuff, and from both sides of the fence. And let's not be fooled that all of this stuff is not just simply about race.
Absolutely.
Not all of it.
Not all of it.
There's an agenda, fellas. There's an agenda, people. There's an agenda. Mm-hmm. You gotta widen your eyes and get more information and be more informed.
And it's
I got some stuff on my Facebook page, some videos that you just get all the information. And because there's, you know, a lot of this stuff is distraction, guys. You know, they got us distracted with one thing while they're doing a whole nother thing systematically on the other end. And
thank
when we look
you.
Up, when we look up, it's gonna be we're gonna be like, what the hell happened? We're gonna be like, oh snap! So
that's
just good. Pay attention. Don't be fooled by the freaking state that they're, you know, they're no. You got. I mean, it's all important and relevant, but in the grander scheme of things, it's such a small part of what is really trying to go down here in this government.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yes. They're trying to pump up president right now.
And we got to vote. I don't want to hear nothing. I'm sorry, Javon. One more thing. I don't want to hear nothing. I, you know, I barely know who my alderman is. But we need to know who our aldermen are. It starts, we have the power. We complain, we riot, we protest, but we don't exercise the right that people have shed blood, sweat, and tears, our people, for us to have the right to vote, to make change, to evoke change, and we're not taking it. Excuse my expression, but we're shitting on it. And,
yeah.
And then we come in the ninth inning talking about we pissed off. We don't even know what we're angry about at this point. On a general basis, we don't even know what we're angry about. Come on, people.
Ooh, somebody poke.
You got that right.
Poke the sleeping bear. Yes. Well said,
and,
very well said.
And I love you. I love you, my love. And much love to you. I love you, Javon. And
love you,
you have a great rest of the show.
Wait. You can't just come spitting that kind of, dropping that kind of stuff
okay.
And then just leave.
That's what I do. No, I'm
like, rest. Talk to the sister. You know, tell your wife, you know, calm down a second. Hold on. Don't leave.
Okay, I'm not going nowhere. Okay.
Don't leave.
Yeah, she be in and out. She's poking in and out. As soon as you press the button, that's what I said. You know, she's actually talking real talk. Cause these are kitchen conversations on a reg in our home, and she has been. You know, what she shared was like totally from the heart, because that these have been the subject matters that have popped up back and forth. And you know, you kind of get what is your part. You know, and you know, it doesn't have to be. You know, and as she was speaking, I was thinking, it doesn't have to be this monumental thing. Sometimes it starts
mm-hmm.
with each individual in their homes. And I was thinking about the other day when we were talking about all of what's been going on in our community. And when I say our community is very large, because I'm one person, but I'm about five or six different communities.
That's
I am African American. I am Native American. I am woman. I am LGBT. I'm so many different communities within one person. And when I to put an umbrella over the whole entire thing, it's equality. We want
yes.
to be treated equally, you know. And that doesn't start with just our community. It's African American as well. And when I did a post, you know, I remember seeing the head of GMHC now. He was going down to making very prolific statements about what was going on in Ferguson. And I'm like, yeah, of course the LGBT community stands behind what's going on and the injustice.
See.
Because why? It's equality. Why? It's a human rights. Once again, this is the same agenda we've been talking about. It doesn't take someone to get shot to have us, in, you know, respond to it. We get that. We get not having. You know, we get being told because of how you love or my belief systems, you're not worthy of these rights, these human rights. Come on. We get that. You know, we get it every day. So, of course, we're going to rally, because it's what we need to do is unify. And that is, that's what the main breakdown, I think, in our community is, the separations of sorts and how we chop each other up.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not a time for that. It's a time that we need to unify. It's a time that we need to focus. It's a time that we need to pray, because I'm not going to rule that out ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time that we need to take a minute with each other, because there is a lot of rage and there is a lot of frustration. And but the bottom line is, unless we do something about it, there are going to be more deaths, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. You know, that's it in simple English, you know. Have a little more compassion for each other. Our seniors, our babies, we need to take care
yep.
of them. Revere. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a community that if you did something down the street, yeah, that neighbor had not only whipped you behind, but they brought you home to have another behind whipping or another chastising. You knew you couldn't go anywhere and disrespect your family's name. We need to get back to that. Nowadays, we got to step up, you know, us older folks in the community, and I say us because, you know, anytime that you are over 21, you become a person responsible for making sure, let's say, the junior high schoolers are behaving appropriately
mm-hmm.
on the trains and things like that, and you see. You know, but nowadays, you know, kids are, you know, not, they don't believe us, let's just say. They don't believe us because we haven't been consistent
and I don't blame
in
them
that area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we
mm-hmm.
haven't been consistent. So in part of taking mm-hmm. ownership for that, we have to go back to that. You know, it's not just about them or your own personal agenda, because your personal agenda can be derailed by what's going on at any given moment, you know?
True.
Can I ask you to say something, sweetheart? Oh, go ahead. I want you to talk about the economic part of this. That is absolutely what we need to do, and stop being so we have to make some sacrifices, because I think that's what we lack as in this generation, is we're such a me society. We don't understand how we can move mountains if we affect things with economic holdback.
Well, the blueprint has already been written for us, and I think a lot of times we get distracted and frustrated by what's in front of our face. But once upon a time, one senior woman, was able to change the face of the world by just simply getting off the bus and refusing to take it again. Now, we may think of that as, you know, or if we think of that at all, you know, let me just say, because I asked a young lady the other day who Rosa Parks was, and she questioned her response to me, like her answer was a question. Isn't that the lady who, and that thing is, no, sister, you were supposed to, yes,
wow.
Absolutely the lady who. You know, we do a lot of investments to these corporations that don't give two shakes about who we are or what we do. We will be the first in line sometimes and spending. And it's interesting how that boycott with Rosa Parks was able to change how they dealt with us in that system. Once upon a time, we had to pay our money, but they told us we couldn't sit. We paid our money. Check it. We paid our money, but didn't have the right to sit where we wanted to sit on the bus. That is appalling. That speaks to my spirit today, and I wasn't even there on that bus.
Mm-hmm.
My spirit was there on that bus. And her just simply saying, no, you know what, I'm going to take this L today. I'm going. Y'all going to lock me up because I'm tired. I paid my fare, and all I'm asking is for a peaceful ride home. Look, I'm giving Rosa mm-hmm. extra dialogue. You know, I'm giving it.
No, it wasn't. It was planned.
Right.
What I want to say is it was planned. It was a plan. She knew exactly what she was doing. It was planned. And
absolutely.
They knew exactly how they were going to go after this and effect this change.
Absolutely.
It wasn't a random act.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
And the organizing afterwards
was not a random act.
But
exactly.
what I saw, quite like when we had the blackout here in New York, I saw the hood come together in ways. I saw the hood, you know, all these positions that you have to qualify for. The hood stepped up and with traffic organizers, baby.
Mm, yes.
I mean, it was amazing to see Pookie and them at the light directing traffic better than people that were trained to do it, probably, you know, when you had nothing going on. And it was so interesting how the organizing piece and the support piece is what's failing us here now. And what we do is we want to chastise the people that have been recognized in our community for a long time. But you know something? They're part of the blueprint. That if you
mm-hmm.
talk to them and utilize their information and their wisdom, that
mm-hmm.
they'll be able to help us mobilize. Because after that, I mean, do you think they weren't tired? They walked. A lot of these people were seniors, again, seniors and young people that were organizing. Do you
walking
think they weren't tired?
Miles every day.
Yeah. Yeah, they assisted each other by boycotting.
Oh,
yes, they commuted together. they supported each other. You know, I mean, it was just that sort of thing. So, you know, we need to get back to that. We need to take our money and invest it in things and people and entities that invest in us.
And businesses.
And by that, I do not mean segregate, because some people would mm-hmm. like nothing more than to segregate it anyway, you know. Hence, you're able to control more when it's segregated. I'm saying to you that apply your money where you are represented first.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Grow from there.
So I have an idea, something that I was waiting for, this big bash that Cheryl and I just had to be over. We can't do anything without it becoming an event. But really, but.
That's a great thing. That's a blessing. Go ahead.
No, it is a blessing. It is a blessing. But,
yes.
You know, it is what it is. But now,
right.
I had on this show a gentleman who is a direct descendant of both Frederick Douglass and Booker T. Washington. The great-great-grandson of Frederick Douglass married the great-great-granddaughter of Booker T. Washington. Together,
wow.
Yes, together they had a daughter. That young lady had a son. Well, she had a couple of children, but her oldest son was a guest on my show. His name is Kenneth Morris. Mr. Morris, what he does is he is working to abolish modern-day slavery.
Which is the
forcing children into sex slavery, forcing women into sex slavery. He is working towards abolishing the crime of forcing immigrants to work for slave wages.
Right.
Now.
That's some real stuff. That's real stuff. And that's big. It's really big. People don't realize how this human trafficking is some serious stuff.
Exactly. I have some ideas, Mo. I have some ideas.
Right.
And I want to talk. I'm going to talk to y'all on the sidebar about that. But there are things that we can do with what we have. Even just the three of us right here, we can start something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm all about what y'all talking about. I'm all about it. And I'm hoping
that
the listeners are hearing this. It's because you're that my filled up right now. When Mr. Morris came on the show, there was two people on hold, and I had to call people and say, yo, call in and ask this man a question. Call in and loan this man your support.
Right.
But people are here because of who y'all are. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he was not enough to elicit the same response.
And it's so weird to me because, you know, not to negate or to minimize what we do have, because we all have a light.
Right,
we all
right.
have an
y'all
agenda. We all put here. We all here. We are all of us, the listeners, because I need us to stop. Okay, I appreciate the support and all that for what I do as a musician, or you see me on TV, but we have to stop idolizing the bullshit and understand that we all have power and we all have what it takes to make things happen. And stop sitting back and waiting for the next person to do something.
Yes.
That it's real simple. If we all do that, we'll be okay. And, you know, like, I get it. I know everybody, I get it. But we ain't got time for all that. We ain't got time for it. We really don't.
Right.
I see what's coming. I'm planning fallout shelters in my basement. I'm redesigning my basement. I'm like, babe, okay, so we need to at least have 2 months of stuff, you know, just in case, because shit is real, guys. It's real. And it's coming upon us quickly. Not to be all paranoid. Live your life. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
After all that, right?
But just know, be prepared to maybe have to go through some, because there's a civil war is upon us. It is. It's right over our heads. And it may not look like the Civil War of yesteryear, but we're definitely in a civil war.
Well, war today is nothing like what it was.
Exactly. Guns and
bombs.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because
mm-hmm.
the
right.
the machinery, the
it's psychological, boo. It's psychological. That's what this is, psychological warfare, boo.
Please. So what I'm going to do right now is, even though I'm going to play two songs back to back. I'm going to play two songs by Monifa back to back. I'm going to play my favorite, it's my new favorite song by you, Mo. I mean, I play it them every week. I play it on all my shows.
Thank you.
It's Jesus' Love. I play it on the gospel show on Sunday night. I play it on this show, whether people like it or not. I don't care. I love it. It's my show. It's my party. I'll praise you if I want to. And I'm going to play your new joint, One Moment.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm play
oh,
the
cool.
Two of those
yeah.
back
exactly.
Back. And I want y'all to hold on. I want the listeners to listen. And those who are holding to say something, keep holding. We're going to come back and take your
yes,
call.
Yes, I
want to
hear
moment.
Some people. Yes.
Yes.
We
got to
hear the people,
right now,
J-Ball. We
gotta
hear the people.
Hear this joint. I got to hear these two songs.
Why don't you don't play Jesus Love All the Way.
Okay.
Listen to me telling you what to do. And then, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Hey, how
do I do my show, Mo? Tell me.
All right, I'm going to tell you, just for these five minutes, like, you know, like, just turn her down, you know, whenever you feel the spirit move you to turn it down. Because, I mean, or maybe you should just, if it don't tell you to turn it down, then don't do it. But then I was just, because I'm just thinking about time,
yes,
and I want to hear the people.
And one moment is less than 4 minutes. So, okay, you're right, my bad.
And everybody, this is what you got to do. We got to remember to take a moment for ourselves so we can be fortified.
Yes, which is why I'm playing Jesus' Love, because that's a me moment. Even though it's
okay,
singing it, it's the thing that soothes my soul is hearing you singing this
that's
song.
A blessing.
So thank you very much for doing this song. And everybody, just hold on. Let Javon have her moment. Then we're going to give you a song that you can make your moment, your one moment, anytime you want your moment to be reminded. Then you play One Moment by Monifa. But right now, we're going to do it this way. God bless you all. Just hold on.
Walk on through temptation and tears. Sometimes I swear I need a moment just
for me.
All to myself without a cause or reason
for me.
Sometimes a girl can get upset from dealing with all life's pressures. If you're supposed to be my friend, then just understand it. Now name the last time you did something just
for me.
Your song, One Moment. Download it.
Yeah.
Monifa, is that on iTunes yet?
Not yet. It's
no,
coming up in
not
like
yet.
2 weeks.
Oh,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yo, when it comes
you
out, the day it comes out, I want everybody to go crazy and just download it. Just download it off of iTunes like crazy. We're going to take one last caller, 7973, or the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hello, Javon?
Yes?
Hey, it's Shonda Rae. How are you?
Hey, Shonda Rae. How you doing, darling?
I'm doing great, thank you. I just wanted to say hello to your guests. I love them, Monifa, and I'm so sorry. See, y'all are going to beat me up now because I've forgotten the real guest name.
I am
so sorry, and I apologize. I know you both are friends. You both are friends, and Mika and our head. We are just so happy to see other couples, first of all, that are out here campaigning for justice and injustice. And I'm so happy. I've been listening to the show for the last 45 minutes. So I'm so happy to hear that because we have so many other things to fight about. You know what I mean? I'm a black woman. I'm a lesbian. I'm I'm all of these things, you know, and I can't, if I'm driving down the street, I have to be worried about a lot of stuff, you know. Is the police going to beat me up about a traffic ticket? Are Mika and I going to get jumped on because we're out and we're a couple? You know, there are a lot of things we have to fight for. We don't normally hear other couples who are passionate about things like this. So I'm just happy to join any. We are happy to join any movement that you guys are a part of because it's so very important, so necessary.
Oh, cool.
Thank you. That's awesome.
And as a side note, I love Monifa. I love the show. I love your voice. I am so happy that you are a part of it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Nice. Thank you.
And I'm sorry, Javon, I'm sorry I had Mika a little distracted earlier today, so she was a little breathy on the phone and came across.
There's the culprit.
You know.
There's the culprit.
So I want to apologize for that. You know, normally.
Now, how are you going to apologize for that?
Well, you know what? I'm really not apologizing, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. You just want us to know what you was doing.
Just everything now and then.
That's all good. You know, we love up in here.
No, see, your mind is dirty. I was talking to her, and we were just in a very deep conversation. You know, you guys
look,
know
man,
y'all are parents. You know.
Look, I'm a Scorpio, so my mind is always going to go there. Let's just be clear about that.
I'm not a Scorpio. My mind still goes there. I'm horrible. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Like
you're like,
I'm a Pisces. You a Pisces,
I'm an
right?
No, darling. No, I'm not. Do not give
Aquarius.
Me that curse. Yes, I'm an Aquarius.
Aquarius.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
What about you, Therese? What's your sign, baby?
I'm a Libra.
Oh, you're balanced.
Okay. And that's the most, one of the most compatible combinations in the zodiac.
That's
the Aquarius and
Libra.
Thing.
That's a beautiful
thing.
That's
beautiful. That is beautiful.
It's such a
balance. You guys keep in touch, and please let us know what you're doing because, like you said, Monifa, that we got a lot of stuff to talk about other than reality shows and all of this stuff that people tend to get wrapped up in. They don't know that you're a real person with a real cause. You guys are a real couple doing real stuff that need it. So we appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to get our stuff out there. Once we get it together, people will be able to join. But once we figure out how we're going to be effective there, like, you know, on a platform, then, you know, everybody will be aware of that. And hopefully, you know, from there, you know, we got the movement.
Already communicating through social media. So we just have to take it the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're doing some things, too, so let's all keep in touch.
Absolutely.
All right, Shonda.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling.
All right,
talk to you
later. Okay, bye-bye.
Therese, we have run out of time. We didn't get through your whole list, and you know what that means. That means you got to come back so we can play some more of this music.
Yeah, baby, you got to come back.
Not a problem.
Y'all didn't get to hear her revolutionary personality. Like, I mean...
Okay, you're going in and out. I can barely hear what you're saying.
Yeah, she's down there moving her hands. She talks
with
her hands, so she's probably moving her hands around. That's what she does.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear
me
now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, I got her. Next time when she comes on, she's going to be in her revolutionary mode. And I was trying to get her riled up, you know, when I came on because I want you guys to experience the side of her that I get to experience.
See, I knew she was somewhere sitting in the cut, though. I knew that somebody poked a sleeping bear, and she popped out.
Exactly.
Okay. So now that I know that there's that revolutionary Therese, I'm gonna get. Revolutionary Javon, and we just gonna go crazy because today, for whatever reason, you had Goofy Javon because I was just so happy and giddy to have you on. But you know,
it was cute.
I'm gonna get real. We gonna take it there, and we gonna start a revolutionary something up in this piece.
When I tell you have a blast.
Yes, yes. But what we're going to do, we're going to end the show right now with one of my favorite songs that Therese picked for this show, which is On and On by Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Yes.
The whole Claudine movie is just my joint right there. And I can see the little dude doing that little wobble dance he do to On and On. Oh, my God. Let's do this. I love y'all, and you know I'm going to be in touch. Please keep in touch. And for everybody else out there, we all love you. And keep making it do what it do. Be worthy
Absolutely.
Of the bullet that's coming to get you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good
night. Get your life.
Getting with the kissing.